5 injured in active shooter incident at Georgia's Fort Stewart, officials say. 5 soldiers were shot in an active shooter incident at Georgia's Fort Stewart on August 6, prompting the U.S. Army base to go on lockdown, officials said. The man suspected of opening fire at Fort Stewart on the morning of August 6, injuring 5 soldiers, was identified as Cornelius Radford, officials said in a news conference later in the day. The 5 soldiers who were injured are in stable condition, said Brig General John Lubis, commanding general of the 3rd Infantry Division. The base's lockdown was later lifted, according to a social media post issued by the Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield at about 12:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on August 6. However, the base's 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team area was still on lockdown as of that time, it said. There is no active threat to the community, the base said in its statement, noting that the shooting suspect was apprehended about 45 minutes after police were dispatched to the base. The 5 soldiers who were shot by the active shooter were treated at the base and moved to the Wynn Army Community Hospital in Georgia for further treatment, the statement reads. Emergency medical personnel were sent to treat the soldiers about 15 minutes after law enforcement was dispatched, according to the statement. The incident remains under investigation and no additional information will be released until the investigation is complete. It reads, an earlier statement from Fort Stewart said the military installation was placed under lockdown at about 11:04 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Casualties have been reported and the situation is ongoing, the initial statement said. Some of the wounded were also taken to Memorial Health University Medical Center in Savannah, Georgia, spokesperson Brenna Gordon said. The hospital is the top-level trauma center for coastal Georgia. Gordon said she did not know how many people were being taken to the hospital or what their conditions are. Law enforcement was sent to the 2nd Armored Brigade Combat Team Complex shortly before 11 a.m. on August 6. The shooter was arrested at 11:35 a.m., officials said. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp responded to the development in a post on social media, saying he was in contact with local law enforcement responding to the shooting. We are keeping the victims, their families, and all those who answer the call to serve in our hearts and prayers, the governor said on X. President Donald Trump was briefed on the shooting, and the White House is monitoring the situation in Georgia, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said in a post on X. Both the FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives are responding to the scene, the two agencies said in statements on August 6. Fort Stewart's 3 elementary schools were placed on lockdown in response to the shooting, Fort Stewart Community Superintendent Brian Perry told WTOC-TV. 3 schools just outside the base are taking steps similar to a lockdown out of an abundance of caution, the Liberty County School System said in a statement online. Home to the Army's 3rd Infantry Division, Fort Stewart trains and deploys both active and reserve units, according to its website. It is approximately 40 miles south of Savannah, Georgia. Among the deadliest acts of violence on U.S. military bases was a 2009 attack. A U.S. Army psychiatrist killed 13 people in a shooting that left more than 30 wounded at Fort Hood, a military installation in Texas. In 2013, a defense contract worker and former Navy reservist killed 12 people at Washington Navy Yard. He was then killed in a gun battle with police. In 2014, a soldier opened fire on his fellow service members at Fort Hood, killing 3 people and wounding more than a dozen others before killing himself. In 2019, an aviation student opened fire in a classroom at Naval Air Station Pensacola in Florida, killing 3 people and injuring another dozen people, including 2 sheriff's deputies. Just days earlier, a U.S. Navy sailor shot 2 people to death before killing himself at Pearl Harbor, the naval station in Hawaii. The Associated Press contributed to this report. Correction. A previous version of this article misspelled Cornelius Radford's name. The Epoch Times regrets the error.